how to bounce back from rejection. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 56. And welcome to another episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, author and recruiting expert. Glad to be with you every single Tuesday. And wow, it's been a busy week. Did a couple bonus episodes and still had to come back and do the weekly episode as well. I kind of feel like this is my recruiting season. Yeah, because, you know, in this whole recruiting thing, it just keeps coming, doesn't it? Man, there just seems to be no break, although you should take a break every once in a while. I mentioned that in my last episode. You got to have some rest time. This is all about seasons, and you can't keep going at it day in and day out forever. So take some rest time. Thank you for those who downloaded the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, my latest book, and we thank you for that. And those who have purchased it as well. It's also available in paperback, and you can get it on Amazon. Just completed the first 5 days of the launch, which, as you know, as you get out of the gate, maybe if you're in track and you're a speed runner, short distance, then you know how important it is to get out of the blocks right away if you have any chance of winning the race. And for me, that's what it was. It was a sprint out of the blocks. The only difference is this thing's going to be a marathon. I mean, I want this book to be in the hands of every high school family that has an athlete in the family. I really do. Because I think that what's in there, it is the kind of stuff that will make a huge difference in your future. Huge difference. And it's a step-by-step approach in this recruiting process to an athletic scholarship. So this is a marathon. It's going to be out there. It is out there. It's in the Kindle format, also paper book format. But in this episode, we're going to talk about how to bounce back from rejection, because it's going to happen. I'll just say that right away. You may have experienced it as well. Maybe you've been rejected. Your son or daughter's been rejected by certain college coaches, are just not interested, and it can be a blow. I mean, you go into this thing with, you're thinking, you've got high hopes, you got great attitude, you're jumping into it, and you're thinking, man, let's get going. But like anything else, once you run the first three or four laps, that energy is gone, and then you're working from the gut. And the further you go, the more you're working from the gut and determination and moving one foot in front of the other. That's the way it is with this athletic scholarship pursuit. So I just want to encourage you in this episode. I don't have five things for you to write down, three things to memorize. I don't have an acrostic, but I just want to go heart to heart with you on this episode. First of all, if you are a talented athlete, parents, if your son or daughter is a talented athlete, then he or she is still a talented athlete even after rejection. I have a radio background, and one of the jokes around radio, if you haven't been fired, you really haven't been in radio. You haven't been in it, because radio is notorious for just firing people. I mean, the DJ will come to work and call into the program director's office and say, hey, you're fired, we're changing formats. You know, it's not your fault, but we're just getting new talent in here. That's kind of like it is in this whole athletic scholarship pursuit. You're going to get some rejection. It's going to happen. So get ready, face that, and come through it. But just like a radio DJ who gets fired, his talent level is still the same before and after. Just because you got rejected doesn't mean that your talent level is any different than it was before that rejection letter or that call of non-interest. You have to go with what the facts are, and you have to ride what is true. And the truth is, you are a talented athlete and you're still in it. When you send out your introductory packet, if you've listened to past episodes of mine, and it's your first foray and your first introduction to college coaches, and you've heard me probably read quotes from parents, they talk about this. If you get a 50% response on those, that's great. I mean, that means you're getting 50% rejection on first impression. And it happens. So what you need to do is make sure that this doesn't get you down. Pursuing an athletic scholarship has a lot to do with ability, but it has so much more to do with attitude. It's the same thing when you're competing. It has a lot to do with ability, but it has so much to do with attitude, the mindset. As you go into competition, whether it's a game, a match, a race, whatever it might be, your mental state when you begin has a huge impact on how you perform. It's the same way in pursuing an athletic scholarship. The mindset that you have every day or every week will affect the outcome. It's so easy to get discouraged because of rejection and just say, man, I don't feel like I can go any further. I mean, I thought I was good, but maybe I'm not. And that's the reality that you have to live with as an athlete. That's the reality, parents, that you have to live with your son or daughter. And a word to parents here. After your son or daughter has been rejected, you need to pick him up. You need to pick her up. You need to go out and get some ice cream, go bowling, do something together, because they're discouraged. Not always the case, but they're going to run into that. So that rejection hurts. We do take it personally. We say, oh, don't take it personally. But yeah, we do. That's the reality of it. We take it personally. The hardest thing that you can do is to turn around, put that behind you, and continue on this path. It's the same thing when you're on the field. You have a bad play or even a bad game, you got to pick yourself up and you got to move forward. There's a lot of rejection happening in recruiting. Don't take it personally. If you've been rejected by 50%, you got another 50% that you haven't been rejected by. I ask you to cast your net wide because of this 40 or 50 schools that you start out with. So when it comes down to the end, you've got several schools that are still in the running. So don't let rejection get you down. So how do you bounce back from this? How do you bounce back from rejection? Well, and there's no formula for this. There's no formula for this. But one of the things I would recommend is go back and look at the truth. Go back and look at, review some of your accomplishments as an athlete. So you can say to yourself, hey, yeah, I do have the talent here. Go to somebody who can encourage you. You're looking to be built back up. And that's important. Again, attitude. Another thing you can do is really take an account of your talent, your strengths, and your weaknesses. If you get rejected and have the opportunity to ask the coach, why aren't you interested in me anymore? And I know it's hard to get responses from coaches in that. If you can get one or two responses, that's awesome. You've got something to go on. You know why they have rejected you. And you can use that to your advantage because you can become more talented and more skilled, perhaps in that area that you needed to work on. It might be an attitude thing, and it might be a talent thing. I don't know. Find out. The more specifics you can get, the more you can do something about that, and you can plug the hole. So here's another point I want to make about being rejected. It may have nothing to do with you. Say, well, what do you mean by that? You may be rejected because there's not a spot for you on the team because somebody has already filled it. Your spot on the team may be in that position or that event that the coach has just recruited for, and he's got a freshman coming in this coming year, and he doesn't feel he needs you. Well, that's awesome. You don't want to sit on the bench. You don't want to watch. You don't want to get even cut because somebody else already has your place. You want to be able to compete, but it has nothing to do with you. And that's going to happen quite a bit. You may find yourself getting down about something that you shouldn't be. That's a biggie right there. Coaches are looking not just to get scholarship athletes, they're looking to fill specific positions and places. Sometimes you don't know whether there's an opening there or not until a coach tells you. And that's something you really want to grasp. And don't take that personally, of course. So those are just some suggestions on how to bounce back and get the real perspective on being rejected. Right now, you may be one who has experienced that. Parent, maybe your son or daughter has just experienced that. Maybe it's been a rough summer, and what you started out thinking it's going to be a great summer of recruiting turned out to be just not a real good one. There's some disappointments along the way. There's some rejections along the way. We had that with our sons. It was not just always a progressive experience. It had ups and downs. And parents, you might need to come alongside your son or daughter as we get into the fall here, this new season, and wrap your arm around them and let them know that they have talent, that they have value even outside their talent. And that's even more important than having value for your talent. Let them know that you love them and that you value them as a person. Because you know what? They are valuable. In God's eyes, they are valuable. They're a one of a kind. I know you know that, but they need to hear that. And you need to pick them up right now and put them back out there. Come alongside. Be with them. Encourage them. This is an emotional issue. I know it is. I oftentimes take things personally when somebody rejects me. And I don't get rejected as often as I get, say, criticized. I mean, when I put this book out, and I asked people to make sure you submit your honest review, I kind of was thinking inside, I don't know if I want their honest review out in front of everybody. I can't delete their review once they give it. What does it say about me? Am I a poor writer? Do I not know what I'm doing? Am I missing something? Is this book bad? Is it poorly written? I mean, I think those things. So maybe a small criticism, I take that and I blow it up and turn it into something big, bigger than it really is. I know that you as an athlete can tend to do that too. A small criticism or a small setback, you can take that and blow that up bigger than it really is. And I'll tell you, we just can't let that get out of hand. We all need people who are around us supporting us. Family and friends, a core group of people, maybe two or three people that you can turn to who are going to walk with you through life, who are going to walk with you through this athletic scholarship and recruiting experience. I needed that when I walked through the writing of the book. I had my wife beside me. I had my kids, my grown sons now who are the subject of the book. It's all started with them, and they've been such an encouragement to me, and we all need that. We all need that. So let me just leave you with that thought. The fact that even though you may be experiencing rejection, and if you haven't, you will, you can bounce back from that. A good attitude, having the perspective, and knowing that no matter what, no matter who rejects you, your talent level is still the same as it was before that rejection. And that's a fact, and that's something to build on. A little bit different show this time, but something that was on my heart. I come into the studio sometimes thinking one thing and then talking about something else because I just have an impression and I think that this is a relevant topic that I need to talk about, and this was one of them. Hopefully it was helpful to you. If you have some input, if you have some comments, any questions, go ahead and email me at john@recruitme.com. Before you go too far, make sure you grab my freebie on my website. That's for you. How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's not a huge book. It's just 3 or 4 pages, and it's stuff that you should know as you get going in this recruiting journey. Until next Tuesday, take care.